All right, let's take a little journey together, shall we? Let yourself relax. You've done it before. Should be easier to do it this time. To find that space, to find that place, to find that position for your body. And to get settled in and to allow yourself to close your eyes and draw the curtains around you. Gently draw the curtains around you. To bring yourself into a beautiful, safe, intimate, personal space. That's it. Let yourself relax there. Going deeper within yourself. Feeling within yourself. Moving into that center within you. It's as if no one else exists. Yes, there may be noises in your environment, but if there are, they only serve to help you go deeper within yourself. We're going to count from 7 to 1, and at the count of 1, you will be in the optimal state of exploring your new future. 7, 6. As you get closer and more harmonically aligned to the appropriate level of depth and awareness. 5, 4. Know that we're going to go to a city in the future where you were shortly before. 4, 3. Letting yourself get into a space of timelessness. It's as if time does not exist. 4, 3, 2, 1. Find yourself in the midst of a city now. Standing on that sidewalk or somewhere in that city watching people go by. There's that clock with the date and the year. Probably has the temperature and the time of day. Let yourself just experience being there. Feeling yourself vital, strong, comfortable. Comfortable in your body. Emotionally free and comfortable. No concerns. No wonders that people who seem to be dressed a little bit differently might look at you funny. No big deal. You just watch people go by. Let yourself kind of look at this scene. You know, in a city there's traffic. What kind of vehicles do you see there? Are there vehicles overhead? What do the buildings look like? Let yourself be in a different and new space for you. A space in the future. A space you have not organized, controlled, determined. You've only adventured here. You're on an adventure. You did a lot, little time hopping. That's what you did. So you begin to walk now, down along the street or sidewalk or venue. Notice if there are trees, plants, landscaping. Just be with that scene. Just be there, as comfortable and easy as if it were yesterday. Perhaps even feeling a bit younger than yesterday. A sense of you being timeless. A sense of you being ageless. Yeah, there's that calendar, but it has no bearing on what you feel like and what you look like. Just kind of let that register. You're outside the limitations of linear time. And you feel drawn to go to a particular building. You don't know why. And there's an entrance. People are going in and out. And you enter this entrance. And perhaps there's a door, an elevator door, or door to a room in a hotel, or a door to even a utility closet. There's a door there. And somehow or another, you seem drawn to the door. So you let yourself go to the door. You look around. Is it okay to just go and open a door in a strange building where you don't know anyone? Of course. You are the authority now. And you open the door and step through into a darkness. But there's a floor, and you continue to walk, but it's pitch dark. You allow yourself to continue walking. Somehow you feel safe. Somehow you know you're on an adventure, and it's all going to be interesting. Whatever transpires, wherever you're going, it's going to be interesting. You don't feel trapped by the darkness, nor do you feel frightened. Darkness is your friend. It is almost soothing in the darkness. And you notice that you have a certain sensing that you know where you're going. You know to make a turn. And you haven't bumped into a single wall. You're walking with confidence through darkness. And you realize you've made peace with darkness. There's nothing hidden anymore in your own internal darkness. Nothing hidden in your emotional body. Your emotional body is free. Flowing. And you're capable of responding beautifully to anything. You're not on any hypervigilant alert either. You're just in a floating, flowing state of awareness. And you have amazing balance that you can walk so well in the darkness. It's almost nurturing there. It's peaceful and quiet. But now you begin to see there's a light ahead. And you walk towards it now. There's a light coming out of yet another door. You're drawn to that light. You don't feel any hesitation. You walk through the door. And you walk into a beautiful room. It's a home or some beautiful place. But it has a certain familiar quality to it. You can't put your finger on it. It just feels so comfortable to be there. It has just the right balance of light and shadow. Just perfect for you. The colors are harmonious for you. It just feels so right. You feel happy in this place. It feels like it's been yours for a while. It's so familiar in a way. It's amazing because it's not a place where, as of the year 2008, you had ever been. You look at your body and you look down and you pinch yourself. Yeah, I'm still in the same form. I'm somewhere in the future. You know that. And then it dawns on you, this is your place sometime in the future. This is where you live, or you do something, or you work, or you play somewhere, somehow in the future. And you begin to wander. There are other doors and other rooms, and you begin to wander about, enjoying the tasteful furniture, just your style. If you were to dream and imagine your ideal environment, it's almost exactly this, even if you haven't consciously or deliberately dreamed it. This is your dream. You're feeling even happier. You're feeling a sense of joy. It's almost radiating from the walls. And somehow you go up steps, or you go down steps, or you'll go around a corner, and you enter a room where sitting there is you in the future. And this future you is sitting there very relaxed, looking very happy, just as if they had been sitting there waiting for you. They have. And he or she looks either your age or maybe even a little younger. But they look so healthy. They look so strong. And so joyous. And that's what you realize, is that this place is a place of joy because you are joyous. And the self welcomes you, gestures to a seat nearby, and you sit down. And you look at this one, and they look at you, and you smile. Hey, I turned out pretty good. Now, that evaluation is not based on the evaluation that you as a teenager would have had, or you as a 20-something, or even you as a 40, 50, 60-something. You know that this you that you are seeing has gone so much further, so far beyond all those ways of measuring success and love and joy. You can feel that they are completely happy with himself. You can feel the sense of fulfillment, the confidence. You feel a sense of safety around them and the love that they just radiate. It just seems to be natural, just kind of energetically surrounding you. And they say, welcome. I'm glad you came, because today is a good day to die. I have done all I have wanted to do, and it has been so much fun. And I think I'm going to go and try out another body on another level. I'm going to do this or that, they say, and they share with you some things that they're going to do. You listen in amazement. Well, this person doesn't look anywhere near death. This person looks the epitome of health. And they tell you that they want you to witness something beautiful. And they say, take this message back with you to your time and space. Life is good. You are love. God is all that is love. And we are all one. And they smile this beatific smile. And you say, are you going to die now? They smile, yes. We've invited you to experience this so that you will have no fear of death. You will have no regrets, no remorse, no guilt, no sense of failure to know how good it can be. And they get up and they walk over, and there's a soft bench. And they sit on, they lie on the bench. They lie down on the bench. And they take a deep breath. And you see a light shine around them, a shimmer shining around them. A beautiful shimmer. And you sense presence of your soul. There's a depth to it. You can feel a movement deep down inside you. A sense of realness. A sense of substance. You can feel it. A sense of beauty. Exquisite. You gasp. Ah. And you feel a sparkle, a dance of spirit, of light. And you sense a gathering of your crew, of your team, of all those who love you on the other side, who come together to welcome, to celebrate. Your eyes moisten. It is so beautiful, so loving. You can feel the love. It becomes physical. You can almost feel it in your body, on your hands, the pressure of love. A pressure, a delightful pressure of love. As if it's just permeating and moving into your cells. surrounded by love and surrounded by shimmers and sparkles. Your future self looks at you with so much love and say, watch this, it's time. And they take a deep breath and close their eyes. And you see the shimmer lift. And you see them greeted by all those who love them. And see the celebration begin. And even though at first it seems they are only a shimmer, once on the other side you see a form similar to your form as they turn to you and smile. Life is good, they say. Death is a reunion. And off they go. And you feel just a touch of the shimmer, a touch of the light around you. Well, if the end of your life is so beautiful, what has transpired between the point of where you are now and there? What could that life be like? You get up. You feel pulled. You walk out of the house and back into the darkness. Now your steps are faster with a sense of purpose. And you see another light and you head towards it and you go in that door. And you see you a future, not that far in the future, a future you with some friends having a gathering, sitting around a table and just chatting and talking. The love is immense. You almost feel overwhelmed. You almost feel like it's rolling off of you and kind of slamming you back into the wall. It's so palpable. And everyone who's there, you sense these are magnificent beings. You feel that these are the wisest of the wise. And they're laughing and making silly jokes. And there you are, the future you, laughing amongst them, loving and laughing. And you realize the value they hold and the joy they're celebrating and the success that they all are experiencing. And the future you looks up and says, oh, well, welcome. Welcome, come over and join us. Pull up a chair. You walk forward a couple of more feet, but you still pause. How can you join such an august group? And there, amongst the friends of your future self, you recognize someone. Someone you know now. Someone you enjoy now. And you realize how much you've grown. And they have. And you feel the freedom and you feel the power. And you say, this is really great. I claim it. I choose it. Yes, this is it. This is what I desire. This is what I wish. Your future self gets up and comes over to you and embraces you. Feel the love. Let yourself receive. Let yourself open. Come on, let yourself open. Here is a being who is loving you and who is imparting in their energy and in their consciousness the codes of your freedom. Your freedom from time's limitation as a linear string. Freedom from age that leads to senescence. To give you age that leads to wisdom and joy. Someone who is successful according to their own criteria and no one else's. Who has a masterful abundance. There is no scarcity. The room is filled with beautiful things. Feel the love. Feel the freedom. Feel the strength, the power, the vulnerability, the happiness, the joy. Let yourself really feel it. Open up. Imagine. Come on, stretch. Imagine. What would it be if there was no more stress in your energy? If there is no more conflict within you? If there is no hesitation or resistance to love or in success? What would your life be like? Sometimes you know you've spent too much time looking at the problems, but here you're experiencing and feeling and allowing in an imprint, a template of the solution for you. You close your eyes and just feel it. And the next thing you know, you open your eyes and you're somewhere else in time. Once again, there is your future self enjoying themselves. You don't know whether this is later or earlier than the last one. But they're having a blast. They're doing something that they're totally involved with, something creative, something juicy, something important, something of significance, something that they want to express or create or share. They're by themselves just having a wonderful time. And you can sense the presence around them of their friends of the other side, the love, the support, the energy. You almost feel like you're invading their space, just showing up so impromptu like that. But they turn and look at you and smile with love and say, "Oh, good to see you. Take this message back to your time. Life's a blast. It's so much fun. You can be long-lived. You can be youthful. And you can be free. It is so much fun." You close your eyes again. And you let us, our light, surround you. Like a shimmer as well. Feel our light around you. We're going to come in your favorite color. If you don't think you have a favorite color, then note the color we come. That's your favorite color right now. And we surround you. Let yourself lean on us a bit. Let yourself fall into us. Let us hold you. And let us clean some things from you now. You've seen where you can go. So let us clean everything that's in the way. First of all, give up. Give up your genetical imprints of limitation, age, and senescence. C. senility. Give up the imprints. Give up the templates you inherited from your family. Let us take them. Just maybe a little exhale and we pull it right out of you. There we go. Let it go into our light. It doesn't hurt us or the one who channels us. Just let it go. All right? Let go of all your limiting beliefs that you hold still about aging and all the suffering that it could bring you and all the stress and the problems, the hardships perhaps, loneliness maybe. Let it go now. Just a nice exhale and we'll pull it right out of you. There we go. Come on now. Finish that. There you go. It's not real. It was your choice to believe this stuff. You picked it up and said, okay, that sounds reasonable. I'll take it. There's nothing else being offered at the moment. That must be true. It's just because you chose it to be true that you thought it was important and real and valuable. So there's no reason to hold on to it. Come on, there's a little bit left. Come on. Better, that's so much better. Doesn't that feel better? Yeah. All right. Okay, all the sense of failure, inadequacy, all a sense of somehow you're so disorganized you can't ever seem to get your life together, and you're behind, and you'll never catch up. All that crap that you beat yourself up with. Let that go now. Come on. Come on, let us pull that out. Come on, now that's colorful old stuff. Yeah. Now, all the things that you're embarrassed about. Okay, now, you can go back into adolescence and find plenty of stuff. It doesn't have to be just current stuff, you know. All the stuff that you've been embarrassed about. Stupid stuff that you did. Stupid times that you put your foot in your mouth. Times that you just simply got lost and forgot who you were and felt really bad about yourself. And were embarrassed when you were around other people who seemed to be more together. Come on, just stupid stuff like that. Just comparisons with other people. Let them go now. Come on. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Anything that you compare, anywhere that you use another person to determine how successful or how important or how valuable or how loving or how capable you are, let all of those markers go now. Okay, a nice little exhale. This is just kind of like gray, muddy debris, okay? Just kind of muddy stuff. It's like you got all dirty and you got in the shower and this mud is just coming off. Cleaning you up here. And finally, all your excuses and reasons why you don't have as much love as you want, or as much money as you want, or as much health as you want, or as much spiritual power that you want. All those excuses and reasons and rationalizations and trying to figure out why and what did you do wrong and what was this and da-da-da and how much more do I have to process? Let it all go. Come on. That's good. Now let us and your friends who love you on the other side, who are gathering around you now, to love and support you now, to love you unconditionally. Let yourself receive it. Come on. We're going to pour light into you. I can pour light and love right into you. Open up. Open up. Come on, let it in. More. More. Come on, we're going to turn the spigot up. Here we go. More. Let it in like light particles, like little sparkles. Come on, let it into you. Let it go into your body. Come on, let it absorb into your body. Let it go through your skin into every cell. Come on. There's millions of little light particles. Come on, let them come in. And they're waves. Waves of love. Bubbles of love. Come on, let them all in. Bubbles. Come on, let it in. You have to laugh, can't you? You just chuckle because those bubbles are so delightful. You just want to chuckle and feel jolly. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Let it in. The joy of love, yeah? The waves. Ah, oh, the ecstasy of love. Let it in. And know that you're valuable, you're loved, you're worthy. And you have all the time in the world. You're not behind. You're on target for yourself. Let that be okay. Let where you're at be okay. And know it's just going to get better. And we're going to also, along with your friends, install some aging reversal programs. Just let them descend into you. That's it. There you go. There you go. All the way from your crown down to your toes and fingertips. There it goes. Gentle. It's easy. No big deal. Just let it in. New beliefs, possibilities, new probabilities, new paradigm functions. Stuff you've been wanting, stuff you've been asking for, nothing imposed on you that you haven't asked for. It's here. A lot of freedom. There you go. Now this download will continue. It will continue all through this day, through this night, and will end when you get up in the morning to go about your day tomorrow. So knowing that it's continuing, let yourself now begin to return. We're going to count from 1 to 7. And when we reach the number 7, you're going to open your eyes back here in the room. The downloading's going to continue. You're going to feel light. You're going to feel a little free. 1, 2, 3. Feel the freedom, the lightness, the love. 4, 5. The love you have for yourself. 6, and 7. Gently, gently open your eyes. Gently bring yourself back into the awareness right here. Now the download is still going on. You may feel it, actually. So you might be a little lightheaded. Make sure you're grounded before you get up and go anywhere and do anything. Because you went really much further away than you thought you did. And even if you slept through this, you got it. You got enough. Right. So don't feel, oh my gosh, what did I miss? You are not missing. And you may not be as conscious of it as others, but you got it. Now, as you go through your day, what we'd like to ask you to do tonight, as you go to sleep, the light is out, you're ready to go, fall asleep, you're all snuggled up in your bed. Mentally say, Galexis, call us. And what we're going to do is we're going to come in and we're going to be with you all night. Okay? And before you go to bed, you may want to think of, what do you feel is your greatest resistance or your greatest obstacle to that ultimate peak experience you're looking for in your life? That fulfillment. You may not come up with a word or a term, but if you can come up with an essence or energy, that would be enough. If you know what it is, if you know what your pattern is that's in the way, great. So when we come in and we surround you with our light, ask for us to help you remove that obstacle, to clean it out of you, and we'll work on you all night on it if need be. And when you wake up in the morning, if you've had an interesting dream, make note of it. All right, dear ones, we apologize for going over. We will see you tomorrow at 10. And you will be different. All right. We love you. We surround you with our light. And we'll see you later tonight. Farewell, dear ones.